6:00 PM.
Recording.
Take two.
Okay, yeah, take two.
Want that.
It is Wednesday, November 17th, 6:00 PM. I call this monthly meeting of the National Airport Authority Board of Directors to order. Roll call, please.
Hey, Chairman Woods.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Yes, I am.
Secretary Holland.
Here.
And Director Duquette.
Here.
And Brian Lahr is absent this evening.
Okay, public input. Does anybody have any comments on any of these items tonight?
That's our one public.
I'm good. Okay. So minutes, approval of the NAA public minutes of October 20th, 2021.
I wasn't here. Can I still make a motion to accept them?
I wasn't here. I'll second your motion.
Okay, any discussion? In favor of approving the October 20th minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, so that carries unanimously. Brings us to Treasurer's Report. We have two up tonight. Approval of the September 2021 and October 2021 financial statements subject to audit.
Well, I'm just going to rock the year-to-date, but nothing unusual in the year-to-date stuff. We have some activities that we budgeted for, but we haven't done anything new that connects the fuel farm. I'm going to walk the line here. Yeah, maintenance.
Where are you looking?
I'm just, I can't get this thing to, the other button back thing up there, so.
Page, no page number. Kind of in the middle. Yep, there we go.
Anyway.
Very true, just that October, this is.
Yeah, I'm just looking at October for now, because it's.
A little bit more.
Fuel farm maintenance, we're approving.
Right before the blue page.
Okay, everybody with it?
Okay.
Yeah, the October year-to-date, we've been accruing somewhat per month for fuel farm, the tank inspection, and we haven't done it yet. Chris, is there any of that scheduled?
We just did it, was it last year, and it's every 5 years.
Okay, so, but we're accruing, well, then why are we accruing so much? What's the total budget this year is $22,000.
That was because we were going to have it painted. That's on top of the.
Okay, so that's.
There's two things. There's a scheduled tank inspection.
Yeah.
And then there's the paint. And Greg Leeson from Infinity has somebody that's going to paint it, but it's just a matter of wrestling the person down to do the job.
Okay. And do you remember how much of that $22,000 was the painting part?
I don't recall off the top of my head. I know that we had originally, I got some quotes, and they were astronomical. And so I talked to Greg, and he said he has somebody that will do it, that has apparently done it before.
Okay.
And it's a lot less expensive.
My understanding is.
So at this point.
Sorry, go ahead.
We don't know exactly how much it's going to be.
Okay, but I think we budgeted $10,000 for the inspection and.
Was it 15 or 18?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, anyway, okay, so anyway, the point is that that's a variance because it's been, we've been accruing it, but it hasn't happened yet.
Correct.
Grounds maintenance has also been accruing, we've been, looks like we're ahead of that curve. So that'll hopefully catch up to the $25,000 of the budget. We're about $5,800 short right now, so we're spending less, which is always a good thing.
But that's because we're just tinkering our building, right?
Is that part of that?
Yeah.
Okay, so the building roofing.
It's paint and roof.
That we're accruing there.
Trying to get down on our building.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure that kind of stuff happens in this fiscal year, so we're not carrying stuff over the next year. But other than that, you know, this looks like some timing issues. But other than that, there's not a lot of weird stuff going on. The grant that we're supposed to get, I think, Chris, you mentioned something about it, was going to be for the tower.
Yeah, the latest grant that we had was for tower maintenance and tower maintenance, essentially.
Right. And that's what we already have in-house, or is that the next one?
No, this is the one that we can draw from the Delphi system as we accrue, incur expenses.
Okay. So my thing was there's two grants this year that we got. One that we were going to put in the budget last time, or two months ago. We're going to amend the budget to put that one in, but then there's a second one coming. We're going to wait till that happens.
The second one that you're referring to is the one that we don't have, but we will have access. Let's say the windows blow out of tower. So we can draw off of that.
Okay.
Cleaning supplies for the tower for COVID.
Okay. So it's as needed. They don't give us a check for anything. And we spend it. It's what we have to draw for.
Right.
So that doesn't.
Perhaps we don't draw a nickel off it. Perhaps we draw the whole thing.
Okay. But the first one, the initial one.
We have that.
That money in house already?
Yes.
And that, where'd that go?
It came in last fiscal year.
Okay. What am I thinking about? Help me out here, folks. Because I wasn't here last week, but 2 meetings ago, there was a grant that we received, and we talked about changing the budget for this fiscal year, 22, for that amount of money.
I think it was the CARES Act one that you're talking about.
Correct.
You were drawing from it. I thought we were still getting.
Well, we didn't get it. Did you receive? We
no,
didn't receive it.
No, I didn't receive a check, so I didn't know if we were receiving one or.
Well, there were two grants that we talked about last time, or mm-hmm. one that we certainly talked about. It was imminent. We had sent the application, and it was actually money coming into this.
We already have the first grant.
And then there was two more.
Which was like $67,000.
Right.
That was the CARES Act one, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And the other one is the one that is in the Delphi system.
Okay, I don't know about Delphi.
Okay, that Delphi one you talked about is the one you're supposed to be for the tower, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
But I thought we got one more, too.
But I'm not seeing any grant income in here at all.
We'd have to dig into it, but I don't believe
so. Yeah, we have to check it all out, too.
Okay.
We haven't received any grant income. I haven't received any checks.
Okay, so it may have been approved, but we haven't actually put it in the bank yet.
We don't. You're not going to get it unless we incur expenses.
All right.
So it can't go in the bank.
It's like a line of credit almost?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, the $67,000 one, is that?
The $67,000 one we've already talked about is already in our account. We received that check last fiscal year that is sitting there.
Okay.
Which is why it's not here. Yeah. That's why it's not showing up on this. This is last fiscal year.
Correct.
Yeah. I remember where we got a grant last fiscal year, mm-hmm. 2021.
We had filled out, I believe, two more applications, and I have no income for them. I'm just learning that Chris just informed us that it is a line of credit.
Okay, so for this fiscal year, there are two grants hanging out there.
I believe
one is that drawdown thing we just talked about a minute ago, where we don't get it, we don't actually put it in the account, so something gets spent.
Right.
And then there's another one.
I believe so.
It was $59,000 and change.
I'm not sure, Nick. Would you know?
All right.
We'll dig into it, Dave, and we'll get to the answer. I know that we've discussed this before, and I sent emails out about this last grant that is something that you draw out of the Delphi.
Yeah,
we do not have that check.
That's fine.
Okay.
We never will, so unless we have
correct.
That's fine. I get that. But there was another grant hanging out there that we were going to put in the budget, but we didn't have all kinds of variances flying around. Okay. So, anyway, that's all I got for October year to date. Again, monthly, there might be some swing back and forth, so I'm not going to get too worried about those. Balance sheet wise, we're real solid. and we already, after 4 months, we have another $30,000 surplus hanging out this time, too. So, and we're in good shape, folks.
Okay. I'll move to approve the September 21 and October 2021 financial statement subject to audit.
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Nope.
Okay, all those in favor of approving the September 2021 and October 2021 financial statement subject to audit, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries. Good evening, folks. If you wouldn't, would you please sign in? Okay, so that brings us to communications. We've not received any formal communications in the past month. Next item is reports, so the tower report. And from what I'm seeing here is that we had 6,936 total operations, and month to month we're down about 60%. Year over year we're down about 8%. So I'm not sure why we're down a little bit, but hopefully that'll perk back up. Let's see, manager's report.
Okay, recent events, none. We did have a Young Eagles event planned, but it got weathered out a couple months ago. We don't have any upcoming events other than snow. We could do without that. Other items of interest. I met with Rotor Technologies. We have a couple representatives came in tonight about their upcoming testing program. The testing will be conducted within the runway 14 run-up area, and otherwise known as the Compass Rose and the Grass Tie Down area. The tests will be full power run-up tests only, as per the FAA. They told me the skids are not to leave the ground. I think these folks will probably talk a little more about it if anybody has any questions, but the chief pilot, Joao, will be in the cockpit while they're doing these run-up tests. I guess it's a remote system that will be controlling all of the engine functions. But it will not be leaving the ground. Their future flight tests are going to be conducted at Griffiths Air Force Base in Rome, New York. A couple other things. Continental Paving has addressed some punch list items last week for the Phase 2 pavement maintenance project. And we also have a couple of three hangars that have a little bit of water infiltration. And I spoke with Bruce Bauer from Continental. He's going to be addressing those. One of them will be trying to get to either Friday or next week. And the other ones Bruce hasn't looked at. There was two more that were brought to my attention. I believe it was Sunday. We have one hangar for sale at Nashua located at 13 Perimeter. We also have community hangar rental available from Nashua Jet as well as Infinity Aviation. And last but not least, I'd like to thank Lisa Balk from Southern New Hampshire University for allowing us to use this conference room here for our monthly meetings. And last month she provided us with snacks and this month with water. So thank you, Lisa. Anybody have any questions? Or?
So how big is the punch list with Continental at this point?
It's basically complete with the exception of these hangars, correct, Nick? The grounding
room.
Right. That's it.
What about the sheet metal for 109?
As discussed, that stuff has been ordered, all the materials, and they are delayed. They won't have it ready till the end of the year, is what they told us.
Okay.
In the calendar year?
Yes.
And is it a supply issue?
It was a supply issue, and now it's manufacturing just to squeeze it into the schedule. Takes them about a week, which I have no control over, but it takes them about a week to reset the machines, pull the old dies off. They haven't used these dies in over 30 years. Good thing they still had them. And,
just full fab or something?
Yeah.
Hi, Wesley for the recording. I've been talking to Chris because I'm trying to run interference with one of our owners and Chris. Continental, whatever. We do have one owner that's getting very reckless. complaints and do more.
I'll address this too. This tenant that is complaining was trying to get Continental bumped into one of his panels, and there's a fairly minor wrinkle in it, but it's a wrinkle nonetheless, and their policy is to repair what they've damaged, and instead this tenant was suggesting that we remove panels from the top of the bifold door and put them on the bottom and provide them with see-through glass, whatever they're made of, fiberglass panels for up above, and Continental said that, you know, that's not their policy, and so we're waiting on the panels to come in.
And they're metal.
So this was addressed, yes, with Continental as well. And, yeah, it's cosmetic, and it doesn't seem to have any effect on the hanger itself.
So when you, but when they, after it's fixed, it's going to look like the rest of the panel, correct? You painted and all that stuff.
So they come painted.
Okay.
They're not going to paint the building, but right. The building's faded, but there'll be brand new panels.
But they will look different because of the newer paint.
Not faded, yeah.
And then after that occurs, then the, you know, they had
the corner of the building also.
Okay. And I was also thinking of your service entrance, because right now that's...
Well, that's exactly. That's yeah. Temporary power right now.
Okay.
Yeah, the people issue, not a technology issue.
With the, the change in the weather, anybody have issues with heating systems in there?
Not to my knowledge.
Because you mentioned the service.
There are no heating systems right. In that building.
Okay.
No gas heat. And all the electric is up and running. It was temporarily repaired. And it's the panel somewhat floated, I guess we would say, from the building until that whole corner gets replaced.
And that's the piece we're waiting, that's one of the pieces we're waiting for?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else, Chris? Okay, thank you. Engineer's report.
Okay. Nick Ippolito for the recording from Dale Kirschick. I believe everyone has an agenda here. Project number one is the pavement maintenance phase two project. Gail has issued our final invoice for the project. So we are fairly, with the exception of one item to close out this grant, and that is the official approval of change order number two from the New Hampshire Department of Transportation. Change order number two was the contract change that added the taxiway echo work. We had a verbal approval from NHDOT. We sent in that change order in September, and they have not provided us with that approved change order.
You know why?
And I have a list of about 12 items that I'm waiting on an HDO team for, and I just I can't seem to get an answer out of it. In the meantime, we submitted an additional reimbursement request for outstanding accounts receivable and fees owed to the contractor. While we wait to close out, this will basically get the contractor paid for everything to date, as well as Gale, and then we'll just process the final reimbursement to release the change upon receipt of that change order. On that topic, there is still the issue of a credit to the airport for the previous design-only grant. That is in the amount of $6,238 for fees associated with survey and geotechnical services. The credit due back to the airport will be $311.90, that is for the airport to keep, and then the $5,926.10 goes back to the DOT, who will credit the FAA for their portion of that overpayment. So, recommended actions this month, please sign the final reimbursement request and close that report upon receipt. Any questions on project number one?
Do you have that request?
It has not been sent in yet.
But you want us to sign it? Do we have it?
No. Upon receipt of those documents.
Okay.
Depending on the time of that change order, it could be next week. It could be after next month.
Okay.
Get a final answer.
This DOT thing, it sounds like a broken record. with the delays and stuff, getting a simple change order done. And it's already been verbally agreed to, and it's been approved. I don't know. I know it's not your issue.
It's a processing on their end.
Yeah, but it's always been a processing on their end. It's always a delay.
It's not just the Nashville Airport. I've been waiting on a Buy American waiver since March for another airport.
Yeah, right.
So I will continue to follow up with the DOT.
Yeah. Thank you.
Usher that along. Project number two is the taxiway Alpha rehabilitation. Both Gale and the National Airport Authority received notification from the NHDOT that the FAA does not have enough discretionary funding to support the rehab of taxiway Alpha as an FY 2021 grant. I began to get suspicious when September 30th came and went at the end of the federal fiscal year, and they've not announced the grant award. And NHDOT confirmed it first week in October. They suggested that we apply for a design-only grant to cover the engineering fees associated with the design, and then apply for a 2022 grant for construction of the project. Gale's recommendation is to apply for the design-only grant immediately, which we have already turned around and submitted back to NHDOP. I believe we got that grant application to them the day after they notified us, because we didn't want to have any delays or, I guess, lagging items get blamed for the, shortfall. We wanted to turn it around really quickly, that way no one could ever say, well, it sat out there for so long. And that has been submitted. In the meantime, Sargent Corp has indicated that they cannot honor their bid prices through the fall of 2022, which would be the earliest start for construction based on grant time for next year. For this reason, they have requested that their contract with the NAA be voided so that they can release their bond for the project. They've also indicated that they have spent approximately $20,000 so far in preparation for this project, and they would like to be reimbursed for those funds. Gale has communicated this information to NHDOT, and we're currently waiting for a response. I received a call from Sergeant again yesterday, called Carol, and got her voicemail, left a message, and followed up today with an email. Not much else I can do besides calling in her office. There are actually no recommended actions because we've already signed and we've already submitted that grant application. I assume there are going to be a lot of questions, so we have a discussion about what the next steps are going to be.
Well, first question is $20,000. Is that a like to or a want to kind of thing in terms of their reimbursement? Is it structured that they can get that, or is it more of a hey?
The entire project in their contract is contingent upon board agreement. Yeah. So
that's their investment.
We could tell them.
Okay. If we wanted to.
At the same time, they are under contract for those prices. If we decided to hold their feet to the fire and make them construct a job, I think there is some provision in the contract for owner requested stoppages, which I think they could probably argue this would be. But I think, in any case, the second low bidder, Continental, has said that they would absolutely honor the bid price. So at this point, I'm just waiting for some guidance from the HDOD on how we should proceed. I don't want to have, the contract voided with Sargent, only to have them protest that we weren't successful there. They may want to have a rebid, so I just need concurrence from the HDOT.
But we're under no obligation to cancel this contract, so they can get their bonds. That's not our problem.
Right?
So let it run its course and see what happens.
I don't see any compulsion
for us to
take any
anything.
Right.
And if the sergeant has an issue, then she can give the Carol number. That's kind of where everything sits.
Absolutely right. So if there are no other questions on project number two, project number three is the rehabilitation of golf and fox trot ramp. Gail has submitted the draft contract and independent fee estimate form to NETOT for review and comment. Upon receiving those comments, we'll make some final revisions and provide the airport with the documents necessary to obtain the independent fee estimate. That being said, I believe they have had that draft contract since October 10th or so. Have not received comments back, and we've gone from the draft scope of work to the draft contract with the proposals inserted, all while we wait. That way we're ready to move forward once we do get comments, and I sound like a broken record.
Behind
not your fault, Nick.
We've been here for, about 20 minutes, and I've heard delay in the DOT three times.
Yeah.
So, this is an issue. It's becoming more of an issue.
Yeah. And like I said, it's not just the National Airport.
I know.
Well, then, it's not just New Hampshire, for that matter. I'm doing the same thing in Massachusetts for the same thing. I think the problem is there's, at least at the FAA level, no oversight. Everyone's working from home, and no one managing the employees, no one doing any work.
Yeah.
You know, tongue in cheek, but most of their jobs could be done by a postal service.
Mm-hmm.
Then
we have another scheduled meeting coming up on the 10th of October, of December. We have to have a preliminary plan completed and submitted to all parties by December 10th.
Yes.
And how does the delay and other things affect that?
Unfortunately, most of what we do is pre-contract work anyway.
Yeah.
So we are nearing the completion of the preliminary plan set. Danny gave me the draft set for review. I gave him markups last week, and he's working through those markups as we speak. So we should have that draft set to you perhaps by the end of this week, in no case later than the end of next week. And I believe that is it for that project. Recommended action, we coordinate the independent fee estimate upon receipt of the necessary documents from Gail. Any questions on project number three?
Just kind of a rewind back to the Continental punch list and the hangar issue. We're not paying Continental everything until that hangar is taken care of, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
So we have sent the final pay rec to them for their signature. I signed that today before they were done, but everything's going, the work will be done before we get a process.
Okay.
And then under general items, on October 19th, 2021, the airport's coverage status under the 2021 MSGP was updated to active. Under the new MSGP, the airport will be required to complete analytical indicator monitoring of all discharge points. Beginning in January of 2022, testing for the indicators as defined by the 2021 MSGP Part 8 have to be done next year and then every fourth year, so 2022 and then again in 2025. It's recommended that the airport contract with an analytical testing company experienced with the GAOH indicator monitoring under EPA's 2021 MSGB. The airport must then electronically submit results in the discharge report using the NET DMR and EPA's electronic DMR.
Okay.
Sounds complicated.
In English.
Sorry?
In English, please. What does that mean?
So, your stormwater pollution prevention plan for your general operations at the airport has been approved. It is now active, so you have coverage under the 2021 MSGB. As far as you do, multi-sector general permit. So, I know that there's a SWIP with every construction project. That's the construction general permit through EPA. They also have any industrial operator or property owner that has an industrial business at the airport does has to file a stormwater pollution prevention plan for their operation. It outlines all of the activities that happen at the airport with potential pollutants and then all the discharge points.
Okay, so this is more construction related.
This is not construction. This is for operations or airplanes.
This has to do with washing airplanes.
Washing airplanes, fueling airplanes, even down to the firefighting and tasers and those.
Okay, so this is a very direct question. Can we wash airplanes on the airport or can't we right now?
I believe we can. Your status is active and we amended the SWIFT to include aircraft washing.
Okay.
So
where do they pass?
The majority of the airport, the spectacle work over here, that's the majority of the discharge points that we monitor. Forgive me, I'm not the most environmentally savvy person. Jackie Marks from our office, our environmental plan, she prepared the SWIFT, submitted it, and wrote the update with confusing to me. So if there are questions that I can't answer, I come to just an answer.
So, excuse me, it's essentially a continuance of what we had in place already. We've been testing this stuff all along. We do reporting, annual reporting,
right,
and quarterly testing. And like Nick said, all these discharges end up in Spectacle Brook.
I do believe that the indicator monitoring is new.
That is new.
There will be some
but the reporting
associated with that to have it tested. I don't know off the top of my head what that cost is.
Okay, so again, just on a very simple level, the people have airplanes on this airport, they can wash the plane pretty much anywhere they want to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Not having a SWIFT in front of me, I believe we designated a wash area.
Sounds like this essentially you can wash your airplane and don't let it go into this drum line. That's
okay.
The basic.
Well, that's been the case all along, but I thought the SWIFT addressed that whole issue, and I think we incorporated the fact that we were using the forest drainage system now, and that affects it. I thought I heard...
With the forest that's basically between every hangar at this point, that's not going to make its way into the stormwater system.
Right, so I guess that in itself will say, okay, then we're good to go on washing airplanes.
Agreed.
So I think, you know, if we can get some kind of comfort on this, I think that's one thing we should communicate to our tenants here. So that comes up a lot. I mean, there's kind of with people kind of worried about washing their planes or not washing their planes or whatever. I think that's something people want to do. And you just need to be able to conclusively tell them yes or no. And some sort of communication, I think, is a good idea.
I won't have to hide my 5 gallon pail of contraband water in the corner of my hand.
You know this is recorded, right?
Let's see. Question I have, does your decoder ring have, let's see, PAH materials as defined by 2021 MSTP, Part 8, Sector S.
Did you say decoder?
I was going to say decoder.
Oh, decoder.
I got it.
The
PAH. I do not know if that happens. And I wish I'd asked Jackie.
Okay.
I want to check with Jackie anyway just to confirm the aircraft washing. And I'll just send a quick email to the authority tomorrow.
Okay.
To clarify.
Okay. Actually, there's been no aircraft washing on the airport at all.
Well, that's where there. We think there is, but before you get out, notice.
It's okay. Thank you. But it's okay. I think it's online.
It's the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon.
Of course.
Put that one in here. Christmas stocking.
Well, now you know that I still have.
Inside your hangar, Hangar 9, you guys have oil-water separators, and so you technically always have been allowed to wash inside the hangar. So those hangars that have those systems in them have always been allowed to wash. Before that, prior to that, or in addition to that, the grass tie-down area was the designated plane washing area, where there is
no
source
water.
Of water.
Wash away.
But it's a genuine bioretention
here. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yeah, I know we've talked about this before. What's this
We'll clarify it.
Yes or no? And, you know, some sort of certainty. That so that people don't have to, you know, do it at night. Or
nobody did that anyway.
Or Chris isn't around or something.
What's that?
I don't know.
Well, every so often there's a crash at the end of the runway.
Yeah.
Quick, everybody go watch your plane.
I know that initially withdrawn the submission to CPA to modify it to add aircraft washing. I just want to make sure that it's across the whole airport and not it's just a deputy.
Right. Yeah, I want to make sure that's clarified so that we can tell the tenant something.
Understood.
For certainty.
Now, while we're talking about the new SWIFT, I had had a discussion with Jackie the other day about the de-icing, which we were attempting to add to the SWIFT, and there is a line in there, I think it's on page 11, that addresses this, but as Jackie explained to me, the SWIFT is as is our current conditions, so we do not have de-icing, but if we bring de-icing in, we have to resubmit, and it goes out for comments, and this, it's just part of the process.
And for that matter, if you page taxiway alpha in the new location or the old, you'd have to update. So
right.
Anytime there's a...
It's a living document, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone have any other questions for Nick?
I have a media comment. I don't know, this is probably for the board, but with all these projects being delayed with the New Hampshire DOT and the funding being delayed, I mean, that's a potential issue, right, with our contractors, maybe. So, does the board need to do some action on this? Is there something we need to do to approach New Hampshire DOT to ask that they actually step up the pace with approving these? I mean, there should be no reason why they're not being approved, right? So it's really just a matter of being in the queue for whatever their punch list is. So, anyway, just comment question for the board.
Remember, a few years ago, we had that meeting up there, that all-day meeting where we kind of got together and talked about the process, and everybody kind of walked away feeling, okay, a little reset button pressed, and I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's been a lot of optics going on, but not a lot of action. Yeah. And the more drastic measure around it is to stop being a block grant state. That's the biggest thing, but that's a whole other problem.
That might not happen in our lifetime,
I don't know. I think you were mentioning that New Hampshire, yes, and we know historically and all this stuff, but there's probably something more systemic going on that may be even layering on to that.
Most of the DOTs are short-staffed. There's been 3 people who have left Mass DOT in the past year, 2 people who have left Maine DOT in the past year. And then NHDOT, while they have hired 2 people, I think there's some spin-ups delays while they get up to speed.
That's true with FAA, too. Carol and I have direct experience with that.
Yeah, the FAA has job postings all over the internet. So everybody looking for qualified people. Unfortunately, it's frustrating me because I'd be fired.
We all would be.
I know it's recorded, and the last thing I want to do is put the DOD on the defensive, but it's a systemic problem in the main region. Something has to give, because we're getting pinched on both ends.
Yep.
We can't close out our old jobs, and we can't start on new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does the board need to take some action? Is there an action that...
Yeah, I don't know what the mechanism is.
No.
Having a meeting, or is there...
Can we provide some input to...
Of course, we've been down this road before, right up to the head of the Department of Transportation, Farrell and I.
I mean, it's cute that everybody is delayed because of COVID, but we're a year and a half in, right? So now we can't, there's no more playing this game anymore. We really can't blame this on...
The only color I would add from my personal experience in the industry right now is it is awful. And I'm sure anybody who's in any level of industry understands. I mean, it is... We're talking delays in terms of years. We're talking costs, 3, 4, 5x fold. I mean, it's no excuse. We're not trying to. It's just, it's all history aside, it's completely consistent with what's going on right now. It's, everything is a disaster.
Yeah. But Nick, just to confirm, this is really just a signature or a verbal okay or a written okay on their part, or is there a substantive action that they need to take? It's a time problem, or is this really just a check, 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 yes, 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 go?
As far as the change order, they have to be signed by Patrick Hurley, the director. Before he signed it, Carol put together a document, she called it a whiteboard, that said it meets all the requirements, eligible. She gave that to him alongside it, and he was going to sign it. I can't even speculate as to why I haven't heard yet.
Well, I don't want to cheat a dead horse here, but it just seems like...
I don't know the formal mechanism,
And like Dave said, it's all optics from the last meeting, and nothing changed.
This whole pandemic thing is still becoming a scapegoat for anybody that wants to screw up.
Yeah, well, we just have to figure out what the right kind of action is, if there's something we should be doing, if nothing else, to document our... displeasure with the fact that the airport can't execute the project, your contractors, your can't get paid, right? I think that's going to trickle down.
Our friends listen to this recording.
Yeah, understood. But
I guess at a minimum, if I'm just to address that, my recommendation would be to put together, all those things that have been delayed. And the effect, ripple effect it has on this contractor, the airport. We're trying to run an airport here, and you can't do it with uncertainty. Excuse me. Just kind of a point sheet of this is what you've got on your table, on your desk. This is the data came in. We need to know it for certainty. Okay, when are we going to receive that? When are we going to get this? When are we going to get that? Just date. And as to commit or not. Rather than this, we'll get to it, we can, we're short, we're short-handed. But you know what? If you're doing other things, how about moving this up a little bit?
For clarity, Nick, is it a continuation response or just lack of response that you're kind of running into? Is it a wall of silence or more of a, I get checked in, less avoid,
For the most part, it's just a lack of response. I did get a reply from Rick Diamond, the newer individual at NCOD, but not from Carol. I did leave her a voicemail. She called back, but I missed the call. And then she said she would give me a call back at about 3 o'clock. This was a couple weeks ago. Did not get that call. So that was the one instance where I did get a reply.
Are they working in the office again, or are they still remote?
So it sounds like an action we could take is, as has been said, to compile a short list of things that we're waiting on for action from DOT, and what is happening or not happening, because we don't have any forward progress on those things. Yeah, here's what your contractors aren't getting paid.
Okay. Yeah. Would it be appropriate then if Nick were to draft up this list, provide that to the NAA directly to us, and then we would provide that to NHDOT? Would that be an action we could take? I'm just concerned that we're going to enter the Thanksgiving / Christmas / every other holiday, and then there'll be nothing that happens for 5 weeks, 6 weeks during that time.
5 months.
Okay. And then of course it's all coincident with the end of the year.
Requests of that nature do carry more weight coming from the airport itself than from a consultant.
Okay. Then maybe that would be something that the board should consider doing. Should we take an action to do that?
Yeah, Chris, I believe you're CC'd on every attempt I've made.
Yeah. And then the distribution of that letter goes, as far as I'm concerned, to the governor. As well as head of the DOT, and an indication this is systemic. This is not a period of time. This is not COVID related. This is systemic.
Yeah, and this is not a blame game. We just need action on
it. It absolutely is a blame game.
Well,
This is Jeff. It's been going on for years.
Hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, this tug of war we've been having with DOT, predates COVID.
Yeah, okay.
Right. You're not getting any COVID. Are you getting any COVID, like COVID, or is it just the same? If you didn't know COVID existed, would it be any different than you've seen the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years,
no,
whatever?
Yeah. Construction materials, lights, tapings, catch basins, the boundary stockade borders.
All right, so we'll just go with that.
Yeah, so can we ask you to then just maybe summarize that? Email something informal to us, and we'll draft a letter, and
you know, we'll thank you about it, Chris. I don't think you can see on every text because I combined Nashua and Mount Washington action items into a single email, so I may not have confusion on it. But I'll get a list of items that Nashua has outstanding.
Okay.
Informal.
Just a quick punch list. No, don't spend a ton of time on it. And we'll take it from there.
Okay. Thanks, Nick.
Wes?
I have a question for you. You're done.
Okay.
So, our president was in the state touting the ability of time to provide infrastructure dollars. Do airports in New Hampshire expect to see some of that?
Yes.
No, I haven't actually read through the bill. Okay. I know I have a lot. As far as electric vehicle infrastructure, but as far as what the FAA is going to get, I'm not aware.
Okay.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
So let's see. Committees. We have no outstanding committees, no outstanding business. New business. Come here tonight to speak to us about the upcoming event.
Actually, I was kind of right into coming over here just to see what we're going on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, if you're not prepared to talk about it, really fine. I don't want to put you on the spot.
But the hot talk about storm drain runoff
plan. I had with the where they watched the aircraft in the hangar. That was pretty much double.
Okay. Yeah, that hangar does have just a minute to do that. Just a quick question. You might have talked about it earlier. When they said the skids are not going to leave the runway or the area, how do we know that? Which, I know there's going to be somebody sitting in the aircraft, but it's going to
be
some time to
school. There's going to be a person in the aircraft.
But then, do they have the ability to immediately take control and cut off the autonomous stuff?
And the autonomous control has nothing to do at this point with the collective of the cyclotron.
Right.
So it can't.
We're working on
control. It's all pilot control.
Throttle. Yeah. Throttle. So the blades, but there's blades on it and they're spinning.
Well, we're planning to do a test tomorrow with the engine. No blades.
Okay.
If the engine's packed in the helicopter because we haven't got our engine stand yet. And we're just going to be checking the start procedures and that stuff. We will start the engine for a brief period of time just to make sure that everything's functioning in the order it's supposed to.
And doing that in the aircraft,
or is going to get in touch with you, Chris?
No.
He's going to talk to you tomorrow before we actually do this.
Okay. That's going to be outside on the ramp there somewhere? Not in the hangar.
You know, we have two areas designated, like I discussed, the compass rows. That's where the runoffs happen.
Right.
That and the grass tie down area. And we've also coordinated with Rotor Technologies and the tower. I had a meeting with Brian. I don't want simultaneous operations with CR helicopter and Rotor Tech. First come, first serve in the grass area. Same thing with the compass rows.
So. I'm glad that CNR is down by the grass area now because I've had to stop my car and wait until that thing got under control before it went past it.
Oh, out on the ramp?
Yeah, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I put an end to the operation. I mean, they still lift off and take off out of here.
They were doing that stuff over.
Yeah, we put an end to the ramp.
Yeah.
When people were rolling in their corporate jets and.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't very comfortable for people.
Nope.
Okay.
And that was not a problem, excuse me, with Bob Cooter. He understood and took care of it immediately.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these new guys.
Yep.
Okay,
so. Look with your time.
Bob Cluyo was one of our students. He's Northeast guy.
No.
I work right now. Then we were in Worthy. I've been there for the past 24 years. I'm on 25. I predate you.
Yeah.
is there in the meeting.
All right, so what else we got?
We have no upcoming events for Chris. That brings us to public input as we close out the meeting. No one once, going twice. Hey, record time, so we'll start with Dave.
Great to be here. Things are running smoothly and hope that everything goes that keeps going that way.
Okay. Joe?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Jeff?
Thanks to the NEA, Susan and Chris and everybody working so hard, appreciate it, and happy Thanksgiving.
Indeed, I'll echo happy Thanksgiving and you know, welcome to our meeting. You know, we're a little bit of a sleepy group these days, but that's actually a good thing.
Because we're not always this boring.
We can be much more boring.
I was trying to say more.
Wait till the financials come up.
And the auditor comes in.
Oh,
Joe's getting that.
Oh, yeah, I can't. It's just for 4 or 5, 6 months.
I'm
not
going to
get
in touch
with you, Joe. We're just waiting for the
In my opinion, we are a little bit more excited than
the
ooh, that's a scintillating.
So with that, adjournment to non-public session pursuant to RSA 91A:3, Section 2D, consideration of the acquisition, sale, or lease of real estate or personal property. So move to adjourn.
I'll move that.
Okay. Any more discussion about adjournment?
No.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Yep.
Okay, we are adjourned.